Wednesday of fifth week of Easter. The Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Commentary by Father Antoni Carroll from Sant Cugat de Valles in Barcelona, Spain. Today, once more, we may see Jesus surrounded by the apostles in an atmosphere of special intimacy. He is giving them what we would consider as his final recommendations, what is normally said in the last moment, in the last farewell, that which has a special force, as if it would be the last will. We imagine them in the cenacle. Jesus has washed their feet and has announced again that he must go. He has transmitted them his command of fraternal love and has consoled them with the gift of the Eucharist and the promise of the Holy Spirit. And well ahead this 15th chapter of John's Gospel, we now find the exhortation to unity within charity. Our Lord does not hide to his disciples all the dangers and difficulties they will have to face in the near future. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. But they should not be intimidated nor overwhelmed by all the hate they will find in this world. Jesus renews his promise of the arrival of the Protector, while assuring them that they may ask, and they will be given. Finally, the Lord prays for them, for all of us, to the Holy Father during his priestly prayer. But our danger does not come from outside, though. The worst menace may arise within ourselves, when we fail to respect the fraternal love among the members of Christ's mystic body, or the unity with the head of that body. The recommendation is clear. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. The first generations of Christians managed to keep a very clear conscience of the importance of remaining united through charity. Here is the testimony of St. Ignatius of Antioch, one of the fathers of the Church. Therefore run together as into one temple of God, as to one altar, as to one Jesus Christ, who came forth from one Father, and is with and has gone to one. And here is an indication from the Virgin Mary, Mother of the Christians. Do whatever he tells you.